Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So tomorrow morning, we'll see one of the largest ever healthcare strikes if Kaiser Permanente union workers cannot reach an agreement with their employer. And them walking out at 6 a.m. tomorrow could be pretty catastrophic for patients in multiple states. Members of the Coalition of Kaiser Permanente Unions will walk out tomorrow amid the dispute with the nonprofit healthcare provider Kaiser Permanente over wages and working conditions. Healthcare workers from across seven states and the District of Columbia will work up until 6 a.m. Saturday. Hundreds of leaders have been trained on how to hold a picket line. And the union is proceeding with this action after its contract expired Saturday without an agreement being reached. They want higher wages, better retirement benefits, and improved working conditions. Now, among the demands, according to Daily Mail, are board raises for members up to 6.5%. Oh, darn. Looks like, hold on a second. I apologize. They also want to increase retirement benefits as well as staffing issues. They do not want to work in conditions where, sadly, they don't have enough staff. And now we're being told, looks like there's an update that it's 85,000 and not 75,000. I was told it was 75,000 workers, so that could still be a typo. The union wants the nonprofit to increase its performance-related bonus payment beyond its maximum offer of $750 if members achieve their targets. But the nonprofit misses its financial goals. It's also seeking protections against subcontracting and outsourcing, along with modest improvements to the premium subsidy HRA retiree medical plan members that are transitioning in 2028. Now, the union comprises 85,000 healthcare workers, but the strikes might only include 75,000, which is still one of the biggest strike of 75,000. The strikes will see members in California, Oregon, Washington, Colorado, Virginia, D.C., Washington, D.C., and the District of Columbia walk out. Now, the union said the three-day strike will be the initial demonstration of our strength to Kaiser, that we will not stand for their unfair labor practices. Now, they say that some progress has been made. They raised shift differentials, a fair remote work agreement, investments in training for both current employees to promote to harder to fill jobs. Now, Kaiser Permanente is, I believe, the largest nonprofit healthcare provider in the U.S. They reported profits, according to The Hill, of more than $3 billion in the first half of 2023. Now, that's profits. So, yeah, people are kind of wondering, all right, well, what about the workers? So I'm mixed when it comes to strikes, all right? Strikes were very, very necessary. Unions were necessary when employees were getting screwed over by employers. Employers are like, look, if you want to eat, you keep the job. If you don't like this kind of job, then you go somewhere else. And there weren't as many jobs. And you were kind of forced then into labor that was backbreaking, was unhealthy. And so unions ensure the safety and the health, not only mental health, physical health, but also financial health of their members. On the other end, it's challenging when you have patients who need you. And so doctors and nurses have always had a tougher time striking. You know, cars, yeah, it sucks when there's a strike, but you know, if the cars or Hollywood strikes, people will still be able to get by. If you have trained healthcare professionals not coming in, people can die. And so a healthcare worker strike is one of the very few strikes that could result in death. Now, many of these hospitals and medical centers will bring in locum tenens or bring in, I think they have backup staff. But this is backup staff that might not necessarily know the hospital well, might not already have a rapport with some of the patients. And so there is always that possibility for room for error. And some places might just close down, cancel surgery, cancel care. Now, a three-day strike, I'm sure our European neighbors are looking at that going, really, 3 days? I mean, we've had patients waiting for months over here. So a three-day strike will be catastrophic for many individuals that waited months for that appointment. But 3 days, Kaiser will be able to overcome. But in the long run, is whatever pay raise they give enough? And I hear that all the time. You know, people will get a raise. They're like, you know, I'm going to quit if I don't get a raise. Whenever I hear that an employee or one of my patients said, I'm going to quit if I don't get a raise, they always end up quitting later anyway. If they're not happy with the job, the extra pennies on the dollar, or the extra dollars in the paycheck, don't always make it better for them. So if these workers feel like they are handling too many patients without, you know, because there's usually like a 1-to-2 or 1-to-3 ratio in the higher acuity, maybe a 1-to-4 ratio in some of the lower acuity. And if some of these nurses are doing 1-to-9 patients, that's unsafe. And I've seen hospitals and I've seen, you know, where there's staff call outs. So whoever is there, you know, takes over, and it's not ideal. But these healthcare workers are frustrated. A lot of these strikes, if you notice, especially with healthcare, is not enough staff. And that kind of concerns me a little bit, because I see the ads. I see these hospitals, and they want to get staff. And they're paying decent money. And so when the workers strike, understandably so, they're like, look, I'm done with suffering. I'm done with, you know, covering when we don't have enough support. But if the entity could get staff, they would have. So I'm not sure how they rectify that. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of us, I think, have been victims of crimes. Might have been mugged, pickpocketed. In my family, we had gang rape, armed robbery. Me personally, home invasion, assault. So when you do, you know, survive, thankfully, criminal act, your opinion on the matter is a little different. Which is why whenever you are interviewed for jury selection, they ask, because they know you are going to have a much different perspective on a suspect based on some of your own. You might have a bias based on some of your own personal experiences. But sadly, our crime in America is not being addressed. And with the exception of the defund the police calls, you don't really hear a lot of I guess, focus on how can we make the streets safer. Well, very unfortunate. I don't wish this on anybody. Three men carjacked one of our congressmen in D.C. A Texas congressman, Henry Cuellar, was carjacked at gunpoint while he was parking his car in the district's Navy Yard neighborhood. Thank God he's okay. But the Metropolitan Police Department responded to a report of an armed carjacking Monday at about 9:32 p.m. at the intersection of New Jersey and K Street Southeast. The victim was identified as a member of Congress, and the United States Capitol Police took over the investigation. The Metropolitan Police Department is assisting Capitol Police's Criminal Investigation Division. And House Democrat Caucus Chair Pete Aguilar was spotted at the location of the crime with Cuellar as Capitol Police were processing the scene, taking a statement. And luckily there were no injuries, but, you know, wow. So I think, you know, we have a problem. These carjackings, thank God I've never incurred one. It makes you want to have bulletproof glass. You always think about, well, if somebody's going to carjack me, I mean, I am going to slam on the gas, duck my head, and drive. But, you know, when they have a gun, it's tricky. I can't advise you one way or the other. Are they going to shoot down your tires, you know, come after you still, try to gun you down? Is it that they just want the car so you'll be able to get out of there? Do you get out of the car? I mean, if my baby's in the car, you hear of people who get carjacked and their baby's in the back. You know, what do? You don't want somebody spraying bullets that it's going to hit the baby. So you want to comply, but you don't want to lose the baby. It's a bad scene. And these carjackings are scary. And because you have to stop at a stoplight, you're a sitting duck. I mean, my instinct would be to get the hell out of there. Get away. But Monday's incident, according to Fox News, made Representative Cuellar the second Democrat in Congress to become a victim of crime in the Capitol this year. In February, Minnesota Representative Angie Craig was attacked in an elevator at her apartment, fought off her attacker. This carjacking comes 2 weeks after law enforcement officials held an open forum on Capitol Hill for members of Congress and Capitol Hill staff to discuss public safety in the surrounding neighborhoods, because D.C. has had a rise in crime. And multiple congressional staffers have been victims of crimes, including one U.S. Representative Brad Finstad staff member was brutally attacked leaving the congressional baseball game in June. A member of Senator Rand Paul's staff was attacked in broad daylight in March. I remember Stephen Scalise, when he was doing the congressional charity baseball practice, was shot years ago. And it's bad. And, you know, these congressmen are getting a taste of what, you know, regular America is seeing. Interesting, in Virginia Beach, there was a driver that pulled a gun on a biker. There was a road rage incident. And a witness, I think, got everything on camera. But there was a heated argument. The driver pulls a gun. Then the biker appears to grab something from his bike. And before they shoot each other, luckily a police car arrives. Starts shouting for the weapons to be dropped. The men get on the ground. And you see this biker go towards the SUV and looks like grab a weapon. You see the guy in the SUV have a weapon. I mean, wow. And it, there's no sense of community, no sense of people are jerks to each other. I don't know if you saw that one video. There was a YouTuber that was trying to, or a TikToker, was bugging some guy trying to get some video. Some random stranger. The random stranger pulled out a gun and shot him in the chest. Now, he lived, from what I understand, he lived. But, you know, strangers are, you know, stranger danger, I think, has to be applied to us adults. And what I don't like, though, is the paranoia we have with strangers. Remember that gentleman in the New York City, what they called a bodega? where somebody came in and then just started attacking him, and then I guess he stabbed him back and killed him. You know, anybody who owns a store almost expects that somebody walking in could be their killer. Remember there was that 80-year-old man that shot at four guys who were trying to rob or trying to attack him in a store? I mean, so that's why I'm for you need protection. When my grandfather was held at gunpoint, when somebody walked into the store he was working at, and he used to be a policeman, but I guess in California at the time he couldn't be armed. I mean, I am for us being able to protect ourselves. Our lives and our families come first. But we are living in situations where we're not expecting the average person to be a cool, community member. Somebody walking up to you could be a threat. And we're seeing that manifest in a variety of ways. We're hearing that, like with CPR. People are less likely to go up to somebody who needs CPR. One of the scams that used to be is there'd be a woman lying in the middle of the street. Somebody would stop the car to go and help the woman, only for them to get beat over the head or killed, and then them steal his car. I mean, this has been going on for years. We don't want a society that is going to drive away from a victim. We want to help victims. If you see somebody rolling in the street, you want to go over and help them. But unfortunately, we have individuals who might actually attack you. If you try to resuscitate somebody who overdosed on narcotics, police have said and we've seen this too, that the individual may wake up and be so ticked off that you reversed their very expensive high that they might start punching you. And so, you know, there's how do you proceed? You know, they have Narcan now available in multiple Ohio rest stops, which I think is fantastic. It's going to be life-saving. If somebody overdosed on narcotics, you can now grab Narcan. But I had to also add a little disclaimer. I go, please call 911 and make sure, you know, you still keep yourself a safe distance, because if it, you know, one, you know, how do you know it's a narcotic overdose? It's still safe to give the Narcan just in case. But what if somebody has mental illness and wants to start stabbing you? You know, we want to teach people to be able to be good Samaritans and help others. But unfortunately, we don't know if you're going to become a victim. And people, they don't know what to do. And you have this, I mean, look at what happened on that subway, where that gentleman that had mental illness was perceived as being very threatening. So three men held him. He ends up dying in the process. And now we have a Navy vet or a Marine on the stand for murder. Manslaughter charges. I'm sorry, I don't have the exact data in front of me. Do we want to help others? Do we intervene? Do we just let them? There was that woman on a Philadelphia train in broad daylight getting raped, and nobody helped her. They just watched. We have a big problem in this country. We've got too much crime, and we have people fearful of getting involved. And you have victims who are just trying to help. That's sad. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call
call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Former President Trump once again blasting the judge in his state's civil fraud trial. Thousands of healthcare workers are prepping to strike tomorrow if negotiations do not improve with Kaiser Permanente. The workers say they're protesting unfair labor practices and unsafe staffing levels. President Biden commemorating the Americans with Disabilities Act, a monumental piece of legislation enacted over 30 years ago. Biden commended the dedicated activists and policymakers whose efforts led to its passage. He also outlined his administration's ongoing commitment to advancing even further accessibility for all. A recent poll shows that Americans believe college campuses favor liberals over conservatives in terms of free speech. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So whenever there is breaking news, we will share it with you. Apparently, there is a vote that is going to be involving Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy today. As 7 Republicans want to vote alongside Democrats to oust him as Speaker of the House. House Democrats were clear on Tuesday that they were not voting in any way to save his job. And this was according to Representative Pramila Jayapal, said, "We're not voting in any way that would help save Speaker McCarthy. Nobody trusts him." And so if Republicans join Democrats, they're saying that there is a chance that there could be a vote where he could be ousted from speakership. He had made clear he will not cut a deal with the Democrats to stay in power, setting up this, shall we say, drama. And Republican Representative Matt Gaetz' motion was given Monday night to remove him from power. So he presented a motion to vacate, which is a legislative maneuver that would result in the ousting of the Speaker if the majority of the House approves it. Now, I think the vote is supposed to happen roughly, if not now. If four Republicans defect and no Democrat helps McCarthy, he will lose. Up to seven GOP lawmakers have indicated that they will join Democrats to oust him. House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries made it official. They said shortly, and again, if I get any breaking news, I'll tell you. Sorry, not yet. And House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries made it official shortly before the vote, saying Democrats wouldn't vote to keep McCarthy in the speakership given their unwillingness to break from MAGA extremism in an authentic and comprehensive manner. House Democratic leadership will vote yes. So I think where this stems from is McCarthy, in order to, remember that was going on for days where nobody would approve the House Speaker, and finally he had to cut a deal with the very, very conservative Republicans, and in order to be able to get, you know, saying that he's going to cut spending, he's not going to work with Democrats on their high spending, and then when it came to the government shutdown, he had to, I guess, cooperate, and that made some Republicans mad. So a motion to vacate the chair, the rules of the House allow for any single lawmaker, Democrat or Republican, to make this motion. It's an attempt to oust the Speaker from that leadership. Gaetz filed it yesterday, and then the House has two legislative days to vote on it. McCarthy allies will obviously try to block it by offering a motion to table or set aside. Democrats can say, no, let's move on. Let's do it. Now, they don't have enough to vote, yes, because they're in the minority, a very slim minority. But if Republicans help join them, some, then McCarthy would then be ousted. And so, if Gaetz's motion succeeds, the speakership would be vacated, and then the House would have to hold a new election. A speaker candidate would need to win a majority of votes from those lawmakers present and voting. It took McCarthy 15 rounds to secure the speakership. He wasn't very popular. Some of his attitudes towards Trump, there was a bunch of drama that had gone on. But in order for him to get, I think it was, what did they call the seven? I think it was like seven Republicans that were fighting it. In order for him to get them on board, and some of them might not have gotten on board, but in order for him to get the majority, it took some negotiating, and now people feel he's not holding up his end of the bargain. So we'll keep you posted if we hear anything. I mean, of course, the Democrats, you know, don't like him, and they would love an opportunity to vote one of theirs in. It still is possible if you have Republicans who vote for, a Democrat, but most likely the Republicans would then vote one of their own. So we'll see what happens, but it's definitely not a good situation when you see infighting. And this was shocking. There are 55 Chinese sailors dead after one of their nuclear submarines gets caught in their own trap. And this trap was intended to snare British and U.S. vessels in the Yellow Sea. According to Daily Mail, 55 Chinese sailors now fear dead because their sub got caught. According to a UK report, the seamen died following a catastrophic failure of the submarine's oxygen systems, which poisoned the crew. The captain of the Chinese PLA Navy submarine 093417 is among the deceased, as were 21 other officers. Now, China has denied the incident took place. Beijing refused to request international assistance for the stricken submarine. Well, because, yeah. But this fatal mission, according to the UK reports, as intelligence reports said on the 21st of August, there was an onboard accident whilst carrying out a mission in the Yellow Sea. Now, I'm not exactly sure what this trap could have been, but they said the death was caused by hypoxia due to a system fault on the submarine. The submarine hit a chain and anchor obstacle used by the Chinese Navy to trap U.S. and allied submarines. It's a 7,000-ton nuclear-powered attack submarine, 360 feet long, 22 torpedo-sized weapons, range unlimited. They say they resulted in system failures that took 6 hours to repair and surface the vessel. The onboard oxygen system poisoned the crew after a catastrophic failure. So is that carbon monoxide? I'm still not exactly sure what happened. Now, of course, Beijing has dismissed this as speculation. That's completely false. We're hearing that Taiwan has also denied the reports. So we aren't entirely sure, but this is a UK report based on defense intelligence. And a British submariner had said it's plausible that this occurred, and I doubt the Chinese would have asked for international support for obvious reasons. If they were trapped on the net system and the submarine's batteries were running flat, then eventually the air purifiers and air treatment systems could have failed, which would have reverted to secondary systems and subsequently implausibly failed to maintain the air, which led to asphyxia or poisoning. They said they have a kit which absorbs CO2 and generates oxygen in such a situation, and it's possible that the other nations do not have that kind of tech. So these O-93 subs that China has apparently entered the service in the last 15 years. The vessels are 351 feet long, armed with torpedoes. So, yeah, in order to breathe air, you need oxygen. You need a certain amount of oxygen. And you have to minimize the amount of carbon dioxide you breathe in. And so being able to convert and have that sort of tech on a sub is fantastic. It's life-saving. Not sure if that sub has that tech. So, not surprising to see some of these mess ups. Didn't Russia just lose a very expensive plane in, I think, a cluster where, let me see if I have that. I think a Russian Su-33 fighter jet crashed in, I guess, the sea, and it was a botched landing. I think it was trying to land on an aircraft carrier. And so not surprising when these military who have, messed up leadership and are under a lot of stress to produce certain results are going to have mess ups. And I don't like seeing what we're seeing because it shows there's chaos. And some people may say, well, that's great. China screwed up, catching their own sub. Allegedly, Russia screwing up, crashing their own planes. But the problem is it's a sign of desperation. Okay, logical, intelligent, calculating individuals may not enter a war so indiscriminately, may not cause mass mayhem. But people who are psychotic, like Hitler, or Putin, or whatever, and have that chaos will sadly act sometimes in that forum. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're trying to tell everybody to eat healthy. You know, rather than drinking soda pop, maybe have a glass of orange juice. Okay? Maybe drink water. They say orange juice is now one of the biggest victims of inflation. Orange juice has more than tripled in price. Over the last 3 years, Florida's orange production, I guess, has been sinking to lows unseen since 1937. The price of frozen orange juice concentrate rose to a record high of $3.50 on Monday. They say Florida's orange production has been impacted by two phenomena. They say greening disease and hurricanes, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. In July, the department said it expected Florida to produce 15.9 million boxes of oranges this year, according to Daily Mail, down 70% from the 2020-2021 season. If you notice, oranges are also a little smaller. Grapes, on the other hand, they're like the size of my thumb. Grapes are getting bigger. Plums are getting bigger, but oranges starting to get smaller. And as oranges are getting smaller, more are required to then fill the box. According to The Guardian, Matt Joyner, chief executive of Florida Citrus Mutual, at its height, the industry was doing 244 million boxes of oranges. This season, we ended up with just under 16 million boxes. Whoa. From 244 to 16 million. This dramatic decline is a result of disease, multiple weather events that hammered our industry. Supply and demand dictates that with a reduced crop, there will be an upwards pressure on prices. He says that hurricanes last year took out 10% of the orange trees in Florida. A late freeze at the end of last year also devastated crops. Citrus greening is caused by the transfer of bacteria by small insects known as psyllids, which suck sap from orange trees. It's destroyed crops in Louisiana, Texas, California, Brazil. And many people want organic. They don't want exposure to pesticides. But sadly, bugs can affect crops. So, not sure what the answer is. Over the last half a century, Florida has been responsible for the vast majority of the country's orange production. California also grows oranges. But remember, there's a lot of growth in California. Not as many orange groves that I'm aware of. But they say California is ramping up some production. But that's interesting. That oranges. Didn't they say in 7 years we could have a major chocolate shortage? I've been noticing chocolate is going up. Chocolate's getting expensive. And that's good because I really don't need to eat chocolate. I could stand to lose some weight. But, you know, I go to the grocery store. And when I try to buy some fish, some vegetables, some fruit for dinner, I'm at $100. And this is why people eat fast food. It's cheaper. You could get a $10 pizza and feed the family. Now, it's not healthy. Oh, it's better to get the fish and the vegetables and the 7-grain, or branny type of carbohydrate and maybe some orange juice or, fresh beverages. I end up trying to feed a family, spending a hell of a lot more than if I ran to a drive-thru. And I try not to get fast food. I mean, if I'm in a hurry, I want the kids eating fresh. But, it's expensive. And so, we are going to see more and more issues when it comes to our food. And we're going to see more and more issues when it comes to our, the prices. And so, I'm not sure what the answer is. But the healthier you want to eat, sadly, the more expensive it could be. And people will instead go, I'll get a frozen meal. You could get a frozen meal for sometimes $3-4. But that's processed food. You need to get fresh. And also, what will help is eating smaller portions. But we need to eat a lot more fruits and vegetables. 5 to 9 servings of fruits and vegetables. That's not what people want. People want meat and potatoes. Meat and potatoes are expensive. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this was an interesting study. The college major with the highest unemployment rate. So as many of our kids or nieces or nephews or grandkids are looking at, or even ourselves, looking at what we could study and what we could do to protect ourselves in an economy that's going to be taken over by robots and automation. There is a study done by Stacker that looked at the list of majors with the highest and lowest unemployment rates using data from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. And some of these are not a surprise. Fine arts, the unemployment rate is at 12.1%. Underemployment rate, 55.4%. Design, books, fashion, film, illustrators. And their early career median wage, 40 grand, mid-career, 65 grand. And so fine arts, which I think fashion design, painting, interior design, these are things that I think are valuable, but AI is going to be taking a lot of that over. And so I don't want to sear anybody from fine arts if that's what you like, you know, but unfortunately it struggles. Philosophy majors, they're saying the unemployment rate is 9.1%. Underemployment rate, 57.1%. You don't really see a lot of, remember philosophers? Gosh, they used to be the, you know, royalty of society. Now, some of them, some philosophers may go into financial, analysts, paralegals, lawyers, professors. But if you want to be a philosopher, might not make a lot of money. Sociology has a high unemployment rate, at least 9%. Some of them may go into human resources, urban planner, paralegal teacher, or family planner. But about 51% are underemployed. Family and consumer sciences. Now, family and consumer sciences, right, they major in ways to improve quality of life for communities, families, and individuals. They might work in nutrition, family relations, consumer economics. They may be counselors, caseworkers. Right now, they have an 8.9% underemployment rate, maybe make 37 grand out of college. Not attracted a lot of people. Mass media has a high unemployment rate, and writing, editing, acting, camera operation, we expected that to grow. Employment should grow because, you know, media has just continually exploded, but AI could take over some of those jobs. Commercial art and graphic design has about an 8% unemployment rate, making about 43 grand out of college. Some of them become directors, designers, photographers, for doing commercial art design, foreign language. You know, a foreign language, I think, is fabulous. Being able to speak another language, I'm not as fluent as I want to be, but I can speak enough Spanish, especially medical Spanish. But the tech later is going to change all that. We're going to be using Google Translator. We are going to be using these apps where as we speak into it, it's going to come out another language. And I really think we should know the language. I think that's important, but tech is going to replace a lot of that. And then performing arts, drama, music, dance. You know, I think they say early career median wage is 39 grand. You know, I love the performing arts. I wish I could perform. There's just so many people out there. Public policy and law. They learn to implement and develop policy and legal challenges. A lot of graduates work for the government. Government relations managers, lawyers, program analysts, community relation managers, but they may only make 45 grand out of college. International affairs, also engineering technologies, political science. Interesting. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.